Hey everybody, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heat and Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about waking up early in the morning as a founder.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Maybe we'll expand to like early morning routines, but it's 6 a.m. in San Francisco. Thankfully, I'm in New York, so it's just 9 a.m. for me. But, you know, I've you know, heard and read a lot about like morning routines, being a super early kind of morning person. And for, I think, about 5 or 6 months, I had actually established a morning routine where I was waking up at 5 a.m. every morning. And I really, really thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, it's in the past distance. This year, I don't even know what time I wake up in the morning. I've been traveling so much, I'm all over the place. But I've noticed consistency over the past years that you are a super early morning person, right?
Yep, these days I am.
These days? All right, so is that something that would you say it's not a natural thing? It's like a learned thing? Or tell us more about it.
Totally a learned thing.
Yeah.
I think for me, you know, truthfully, I can go either way very easily. I think maybe just like you. And I don't travel much. So people are different. And some people really prefer or think, I think, that they think that they're, you know, night people, right? Mm-hmm. Or they're morning people. I've been both in my life. Right now, I'm a morning person. and for me, the way I do it is I just have a reason. So I have a reason to get up and do something. So today, my reason was getting on the podcast and recording a few podcasts with you. So that's my reason. I live about 20 to 30 minutes south of San Francisco in a city called Redwood Shore. I call it the city that Larry Ellison built because it's right behind essentially his main office, like the big buildings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like suburbia. And so I live here. And if I get up early, that means get up right around 6-ish. I can make it to the city by 7. You know, I wake up, shower, whatnot, get ready. And I can make it to the city by 7. If I get up any later, then I end up making it to the city by like 8. And it takes me like 45 minutes. So it's a difference between like 25, 35 minutes and like 45 minutes to an hour, hour and 10 minutes. So my excuse for getting up early is that I get to drive less and I don't have to drive in traffic in the morning.
Beautiful. I love that. Having a reason. So, all right. So I'll give you my quick history in terms of my mornings. I mean, I definitely have been both super early morning person, normal morning person, and late. I think, I don't know that for sure, but I think my natural tendency would not be, like, I know that I work best if I either wake up at 5 or wake up later, let's say at 8. These days, I wake up probably around 6:30 to 7 a.m.-ish, and that's actually not an optimal time for me to wake up. I don't know why. Maybe it's kind of a sleep rhythm thing where I'm like in deep sleep during that time, and so it's harder for me to wake up, although it's a little later than 5 a.m. But, you know, for me, the first time that I really worked hard to experiment with my morning routine was when I had my first son. And so, you know, I was responsible in the morning when he was waking up to feed him, to do breakfast when he was a little, you know, I think at the 1 year age when he wasn't a baby anymore and wasn't breastfeeding anymore. And I noticed that it was really messing with me to wake up in kind of at different times. You know, at some days he would wake up at 6:30, some days he would wake up at 7:15. We'd be always kind of within a range of 40 minutes at different times. It would really mess me up to wake up hearing a crying kid or hearing a kid waking up. I was kind of a little out of it and groggy, preparing food, changing diapers. It's kind of a very weird way to start the day where I'm like, you know, one step behind. And I did that for a while. And then I read an article somewhere about like the magic of waking up at 5 a.m. and how amazing it is. And it's the best thing ever. I was like, huh, maybe I should try that. And I did. I established that routine. And for a while, I really loved it. Because it allowed me to wake up at 5 a.m. Nobody's up at 5. So I would go on a walk. I would go to Starbucks, get some coffee, sit down, plan my day, clean up my inbox, do some routines, read a little bit. And then I would go back around, you know, 6:20 home, sit down, start meditating. And whenever he would wake up, I would be actually excited to hear him. You know, I was awake. I felt prepared for the day. And then I was actually in a really good mood, picking him up, changing diapers, rock and rolling with him in the morning. And I felt that that really changed the tone and rhythm of my day. But as I said, I think that this year, like with moving from San Francisco to New York and Germany and having like two home bases and traveling so much, I don't even know. Like I don't, all my routines are a little on shaky ground this year. So I need to work on this again a little bit. But it's funny. I feel like it's these preconceived notions. Some people, as you said, are like, oh, I'm a late night person, and that's just the way it works for me. When I have to wake up in the morning, nothing works. And then there's other people, I think that this is more prevalent in the entrepreneurial community, at least. There's this kind of like myth of the super founder that wakes up super early to win, or whatever, like 3 hours more working time. You know, they're like, if I wake up at 5 and start working, and the normal founder starts working at 8, I have a 3-hour head start to all my competition. I think that that's a really dumb idea, just to throw that out there. I don't think waking up earlier or later should have to do with like hours, like adding hours to just pure work or answering emails or anything like that. I think, like you said before, you just need to look at your life probably, and we're getting into the tip section of this, but looking into your life, your routines, the demands on your time, and just designing your day in a way that it's going to allow you to be most productive and waste as little time as possible.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, look, it's not for everybody. You want to have enough productive hours in the day, for sure. Trying to wake up early so you have more hours in the day is probably detrimental to your health if that's just not what you're meant to do. But sometimes maybe you need to work that hard if that's the way you look at it. I guess my tip is just like, do what works for you. You know, don't make it this thing, like you were saying, like don't make this thing where you have to have more hours, and don't make it this thing where you have to wake up early because whoever they is says you have to wake up early. I think do what feels right for you. If waking up late and sleeping late makes you feel most productive and you actually get enough done, do it like that. If waking up early does that for you, do it like that. I mean, I think these are all myths and all this made up stuff about like what makes a good founder or what makes a good person or whatever, or that you have to wake up early and it's better or worse. I feel like you just need to, like, we're here to like work, you know, most of us, right? And do stuff and make money and whatnot. Just literally like figure out what works best for you. And sometimes that might need to change for whatever reason. Like for me, I wake up early because I don't want to hit traffic.
I love it. Yeah. And the other thing is, I think just observing yourself and seeing like, what are the times of the day that you are, you know, maybe not taking as good advantage of. I remember back in the day when I switched my day rhythm from going to bed at 11 or midnight and waking up at like 7 or 8 to going to bed at like 9 or 10 p.m. and waking up at 5. I realized that most nights between 10 and midnight, I really didn't do anything enjoyable, right? I didn't even try to be productive, but even the unproductive things, even when I was like watching a movie or just browsing the web, it was a part of the day, like, you know, maybe early in the evening, if I would read a book or watch a Netflix show or something, I would enjoy it and it would relax me. But then, you know, later in the evening or in the night, I realized that these activities were not enjoyable anymore. I was just like, at a place where I was too exhausted to go to sleep, but too exhausted to do something productive. So I was just like stuck in this like browsing weird sites, reading not useful blog posts, and just like wasting time in a way that was not really kind of energizing, fulfilling, or really helping me with rest. So I was like, you know what? The last 2 hours of my day, I'm just wasting. I'm not even enjoying this. So might as well go to sleep and see if in the morning, the 2 hours that I win there, if I can do something that's more enjoyable, more quality for me. And that was true back then. But again, I think we always go back to like, look at your life, look at your day and your hours. How do you use them? What's challenging? And then adjust.